Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
Between forgetting the sellotape, trying to...
This episode is brought to you by Slack. With Slack...
Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Jensen, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Not bad.
Decent.
Decent. This is my wife, Anna, asking our two-year-old son, Jensen, to attempt your names. Thanks for making my commute to work a bit easier, listening to your amazing podcast. Thanks.
Oh, don't do him dirty like that, Josh.
Come on. Also, there's double space between an amazing and podcast, but I'm not even going to bring that up.
Why are you killing him? Why are you killing him off with his grammar and spelling?
I'm in a bad mood, Rob.
Oh, you feel a bit spiky. What's been happening?
I'm spiky. No, thank you to Chris from Ipswich. Cheers, mate. At least put a capital at the start of your sentence. But,
I'm joking.
No, it's been a stressful morning, Rob. It's been a stress.
Okay.
Can you hear?
Snow day. It's snowy. It's Monday morning.
Oh, God, fuck the snow.
We're back to old school recording. We're recording the day before it goes out. It was a little bit hodgepodge while I was in Australia. I'm back. It's snowing. It's Christmas. England are at the World Cup and Josh is livid.
That's the least of my problems. I can hear my son screaming the house down as my very ill wife attempts to get him.
Very ill? Shit, what's wrong with her?
Well, I don't know.
Unwell.
Unwell. Yeah, she's unwell.
Yeah, you can't keep saying very ill.
Sorry.
It sounds too bleak.
Sorry, Rob. She's very unwell.
Critically ill.
Yeah, no, my unwell wife...
attempts
to get him out of the house, to get them to school in the snow, with me halfway through the process going, I'm just going to pop upstairs and do a podcast.
So is she walking both kids to school?
No, getting a taxi.
Right, okay.
Because it's quite an intense snowy day.
Have you brought up her learning to drive yet?
Yeah, we've discussed it a lot.
This morning?
No, I didn't bring it up this morning. I thought that would be a faux pas. I also didn't think she'd be able to action it this morning, so there'd be nothing to be gained.
As she's carrying the two kids out. Yeah. Just a quick one. Have you booked in for that intensive course?
I was thinking it could be the most passive-aggressive Christmas present in history.
Oh, you can't.
A provisional driver's license.
You can't.
I'm not going to do it.
I think you should for banter. And I think you should record her reaction. She opens it and put it in a big box.
Put it in a big Chanel box.
Jimmy Choo box. I feel like I'm racking my brain for like Sex and the City references of women want in a sort of a quite sexist way.
Imagine me walking into Chanel in presumably on New Bond Street. Hi guys, can I purchase one box please for an amusing present?
I've got a cracking idea.
Yeah.
For my I'm actually going to put a Hoover in it. That is what that old... I've heard stories about that where, like, old school men would do that and it's a bit like some sort of, like, washing up liquid or something like that. What? Like, no one has ever laughed at that ever.
No, there's no surprise. I think there should be a law against practical jokes where the result is worse than what you... like, the practical joke where you think something good's happened and then something bad's happened is just cruel.
The classic one is jumping out on your child to scare him because you think it might be a bit of a laugh, and then just get absolutely petrified. Yeah, yeah. Terrible, terrible decision. It happened to me when I was a kid from my cousins, and it was awful.
Oh, God.
Scarred me for life.
Yeah, shut yourself,
anyway,
didn't you?
Well, sorry for...
It's all right.
I feel bad, because we were going to do this at 10, and then you wanted to do it at 8, but then you wanted to go back to 10 a.m. And
then you'd move something to 10.
Yeah.
Now I've moved something to 10.
Sure, and now poor Rose is doing the school run in snow day on her own.
Yeah.
With the younger, I'd say with the hardest school run, she's got to get a taxi with a baby, essentially, like a 1-year-old, where me and Lou just walked her kids into school.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
But it was icy, so I went with to hold hands with the children.
With the children.
Because we walked in.
How was it? Did they love the snow? Or was the impracticalities annoying?
They didn't want to go, and they wanted to make a snowman, which is classic. And then we got them all ready. They had the coat on, scarf, gloves, hat, and then they wanted to do a snowball fight. And then they, but they had, like, cottony gloves. And then Lou was like, well, don't have a snowball fight because your gloves will get wet for the day. So then I said, why don't you take your gloves off and I'll hold them, and then you can do snowball fight, and then you can dry your hands on my jumper and then put the gloves back on.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was quite a good...
Yeah.
Because
They're still going to have cold hands. And that's
exactly. Well, yeah. So we did that, and then that happened, and that was fun. And then Lou sort of gave me a little bit of a sly dig, going, this is not going to end well. And I was, and then I felt bad because I'm sort of cruising in as the fun one.
Yeah.
And then, as predicted, my youngest screamed and cried about having wet sleeves, which I didn't even think about.
Oh, God.
Wet hands, and they wouldn't dry them. The gloves wouldn't go on. And then it got a bit tense, which is that photo I sent you of us walking in the snow.
Yeah, it didn't look, that's why didn't look happy.
No, yeah. But then after that, it was fine. And they went in, and it was really good fun. I took a photo of them outside the school gates with loads of snow.
It's fun,
and
the school in the snow, isn't it?
It is fun. And then that you just, what I find is I become quite critical of how people have gritted things.
Yes.
Like going, well, they've done well on this path, but that bit of road's treacherous. That's dangerous, that. They should grit that, as if I've got any idea of how you grit something, and trying to grit an entire school must be a nightmare.
Yeah.
What I would say is the sort of grounds, what are they called? School keepers? What are you called? The people at school?
The caretaker.
Caretakers, yeah, that's what they're called. They take care. It's such a funny name, isn't it? They take care of them. That is a big day for them. This is their transfer deadline day.
This is massive. This is massive for them.
This is huge.
Do you know I used to get about a week a year off school because of snow?
Oh, yeah, I bet. I mean, yeah, because I imagine there'll be a lot of people that didn't go in today school. Because even where we live, we're lucky because we live really near the school. But you know what it's like in Zone 5?
Yeah.
Anyone that lives a bit further out... It's dangerous.
Do you want a glove tip from an old hand of someone who obviously had a lot of snow as a child?
Yeah, and also a great pun.
What? Oh, yeah, that was nice, by the way.
It's just ingrained in you. Do you know what I mean? It's just like...
Rose playing in the garden with the kids now, so my pity has gone down a bit.
Who's in the garden?
Rose is... The screaming stopped, and I just looked out the window, and they're in the garden having fun now.
So what's... But before preschool, or do you reckon school's cancelled?
I hope... No, they must be just be waiting. They must just be killing time.
Why don't you shout out the window? Can you keep it down? I'm trying to work up here. See how that... How would that... I'm only saying this stuff because it would be hypothetically funny, but I love Rose, and I want you to be nice to Rose. I'm not...
Of course. Both know I'm not going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So what I used to do to keep my gloves dry, Rob, was go gloves... And then over the top, marigolds.
Heard, but I'm not sure about that. I think you look like some sort of pedo that's disposing of a body.
Well, as a child, not as an adult.
So would there be adult marigolds?
Yeah, because obviously, I don't think there is children's marigolds, is there? So I'd been 10 or whatever, you can...
Right, so you put... That is a great tip. So you get some marigold. Or, you know...
Because then you've got waterproof gloves, but you've still... Yes. You're not just wearing marigolds, because that'll be... So you've got the wool underneath, you've basically
great
got...
Great idea.
Yeah.
You've got the warmth, and then that's quick Gore-Tex, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You're self-Gore-Tex in your hands.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a great tip, because that's what we were trying to work out. So also, as well, which would be good, you know, the sort of gloves everyone bought for COVID, when we didn't really know how COVID was.
They'd work. They'd be fine.
Dig out the COVID gloves.
There you go.
Have you ever seen the little enema gloves for fingers?
No, I've never had an enema.
Well, not enema, you know, but if you have to put anything up your bum,
I
had to put some medication up my bum once.
Did you?
You get like a tiny, you basically get a condom for the world's smallest man. Well, it's a imagine like a 5p piece.
Yeah.
Condom, and then that goes over your finger, so you get a little finger condom.
Just a little finger condom. And it,
so they can pop it up your bum.
Oh, my word.
Because it was, you know, when you go to doctors when you're like 21 or whatever at uni, and they always give you a bag of condoms. Do you remember that? That was a thing. Yeah. Like, they'll go,
they
here's some condoms.
They didn't bother with me. They just.
Anyway, he gave me that, and I was like, how small do you think my dick is? And then I realised that they're from your bum. We're all learning.
Yeah.
How is your dick, by the way? Are you weird normally? How's the velocity of your wee?
No, that's... I'm back to normal. But I had illness discussed in the last episode. Got so much worse. Man, it was awful, Rob.
Yeah, so you had... It's bad in adults' foot and mouth.
Yeah. Do you want to see my face? I had to do the last leg via Zoom, right?
Right, OK. Because you've been sacked. Nothing to do with the illness.
No, exactly. They didn't broadcast me.
Yeah, just stay on there, mate. We'll be with you in a minute.
Look at my spots here.
Oh, no, Josh.
I look like a fucking teenager.
And you got sad eyes.
I know I've got sad eyes. And then I got these marks on my hand. Like, I'll be honest with you, Rob. I look like one of the kind of people that would hang out with Pete Doherty in the early 2000s.
Like Kate Moss?
Yeah, I wish. Look at that. So I got all these scars on my hands. And all my fingers have gone hard. Like not like a not like an erection, like the end. Like
I'll get you some of them little condoms, though.
So like
fingdoms.
Like I'm a guitar player. Like my fingers have gone hard like that.
Or a smoker.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you've got them rock hard fingertips. You could put a nail in a wall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. So
oh mate, yeah, you look really rough.
I couldn't. And I had all these sores in my mouth. So I had to live on white bread for 5 days.
Like a duck.
Yeah. Rose would throw it to me.
You're laying there with your mouth open, waiting for paracetamol and white bread.
It was absolutely fucking awful, mate.
Oh, and you just got that off the kids. The kids don't get it that bad, do they, when they have it?
No, they were fine.
Oh, dirty germ. I tell you what, the germs you get out of kids. Like,
oh, it's rubbish.
Oh, my God. They, like, there's so much snot in their heads.
It's awful. Like, I've forgotten what the first year or two of nursery is like.
Oh, my, yeah, it's
constant.
It's like freshers, but rather than it being sexually transmitted diseases, it's just head colds. Exactly. Just being rubbed, people's snot being rubbed onto each other.
And then you, like, get near to Christmas. We're like, oh, should we not put him in because, like, there's ill kids there and stuff? Yeah. And you're like, oh, God, you're just like, is this going to ruin everything? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Anyway, it all ends this week.
Well, at least it sounds like it's not going to get any worse than having hand, foot and mouth, whatever you had.
No, you'd hope, wouldn't you? And also, everyone thinks it's the fucking animal one, and it's a different disease. So you'll say to people, I had hand, foot and mouth, and they go, oh, yeah, I
like
remember...
Like cow disease.
Yeah, I remember that in the 90s. Disease? You're like, mate, I'm not going to be burned in a pyre. Like, I'm fine.
I love the way even your disease is the 90s. You have salmonella next week.
Best gift I've ever... Let's talk about Christmas in a bit. Let's ask you how the return to the United Kingdom was, Rob.
Oh mate, the flight home, mate. It's so far.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I sort of knew where New Zealand was, but you don't really get a pre... You know, because I went to New Zealand after Australia.
Oh, yeah. Is that further? And,
oh, yes. Another 2-hour flight.
Oh, my God.
So, on the way back, it was 13 and a half hours from Auckland to Singapore. Then I was in Singapore for 2 hours. And then Singapore to London, for some reason, was 14 hours. Well, I know why. You can't fly over Russia anymore.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Do you know what? Good decision.
I know there's bigger good problems decision. Than me having a slightly longer flight, but I'm just saying, yeah, it was a good decision not to fly over it. But, we landed, and there was no parking bay for the aeroplane.
What?
So we had to wait for an hour for parking space.
Oh, my God.
And then I had to wait an hour for bags. So I was supposed to be home at about 4 or 5 o'clock to see the kids. And it was like 8 o'clock when I got back. And they just went mental. And it was so exciting to see them.
Yeah, I bet that was amazing. Like planes, trains and automobiles or something.
Yeah, it was. But I felt sorry for poor Lou. Well, the house was immaculate and she's made it all Christmassy. It looked unbelievable. Then, like, I burst in with my mum and dad, who I've been travelling with for a month, and then there was just bags everywhere. Kids were going mental. I had some presents for them and stuff like that. And, like, the house just went into an absolute wreck, which...
Oh, yeah.
And then
hilarious.
It was my daughter's birthday party. And then, oh, my, yeah, so it's been carnage, but it's been amazing to see him, and I'm so happy to be home. But look, can I just say, I've got to give Lou some massive respect here for basically solo parenting for a month on her own, and the dog kept having to go to the vets, and the kids, and organising birthdays, and sorting out all the Christmas nativity clothes, and all stuff like that. Like, I can't believe she's done it, and the kids are still happy.
House, Rob. It sounds like you're in the doghouse.
I'm not in the doghouse.
It sounds like you're in the
doghouse. I'm not. No, we're all good, actually, to be fair. Like, it's always a bit awkward when you come back because the routine's been set, and then you start having your ideas of how to do something and things like that. Like, I forgot to shut the gate, and the dog went upstairs and ate some more. Like, nearly ate some more chocolate, and I got told off for that. But anyway, being able to looking after two kids on her own, and also any single parents, listen, I don't know how you do it full time. It is unbelievable. But yeah, no, I'm
we'll
just
edit
I'm
not that little bit out, please, Michael. I just.
No, I just, I have to be really thankful, though, because I'm very lucky to have a partner.
Are you worried that Lou's about to go away for a month, Rob? Is that what you're worried?
No, she's going away. She's got a trip to New York booked with her friend.
I think if Lou's listening to this, I think she's well within her rights. She's got a month in the bag.
Oh, mate, every single thing that comes up, I have to do now, which I accept. Like, if we're in bed,
which I accept.
Yeah, like, do you want to, like, get me a drink from down? We haven't brought any water up. Do you going to get some drinks? That's a Rob job. Yeah. Can you take those bins out? That's a Rob job. Like, it's... Yeah. I am taking... But that's
that
totally
is,
fair.
For a year, probably.
Yeah, that's fine, though. But what I said, I'm lucky to have someone who's so supportive. She never made me feel guilty. The kids were brilliantly looked after. And I managed to go and do something, which one was for work. Like, I have to sort of do that, and you have to build up tours. Right? It's part of my job, you know, because when if telly or podcasts and stuff stop...
You don't have to, Rob.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. But also, it is a dream of mine to tour the world, and her being so supportive and allowing me to do that without worrying or feeling stressed is... It's a very lucky position to be in. So, Lou, if you are listening, thank you very much. You did a brilliant job. I love you, and I'm very grateful.
Yeah. I'd just like to also say, I've just got bad news from Rose.
What's that?
The taxi pre-booking has fallen through.
Okay.
Rose, I am sorry I'm doing this podcast, but it is for my job. Thank you for being so understanding. I'm going to try and order a taxi live on this podcast.
Right, okay. Fair enough.
I don't really know what to do in this situation. This is an absolute nightmare. Do you know why it's been cancelled? Snow, isn't it?
Yeah, if I had to put money on it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
How bad is it in the central business district of London?
Well, the roads are all right, I think.
Or did you order a water taxi? ordering a taxi now?
I'm trying to. Rob. Oh, God.
I mean, if you're an Uber driver, you're not going out this morning, are you?
Well, it's not an Uber. It's a black cab, isn't it? Because there's a pram.
Oh, yeah. If you're a black cab driver, you're all toasty in bed. You think, I'll let it four out, go out at midday. No one wants a cab now.
Oh, fuck.
Well, the other option is you drive, isn't it?
Well, no, because I'm doing this, Rob.
Put a loudspeaker in the car?
I mean, I don't know what to do. She's going to get the bus.
Oh, God, okay. This is something for you to deal with later, isn't it, now?
She's unwell. She's going to get the bus, and there's a long walk at the other end of the bus.
And she's got a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Yeah, I would say. I would say what I've done this morning actually is worse than you going to Australia for a month.
I think maybe, like, we maybe could have rescheduled, but it's happened now. We're here now.
No, we couldn't, because I'm working all day.
What time do you finish?
I'm going into London, and then I'm meeting someone after that to do stuff. Like, the day is, this is it. This is my only chance. Oh, God, Rob. Oh, God. How has this happened?
What about send her this? I've just sent you a link. Maybe send her that. That might help.
What, apply for your first provisional? You're a fucking prick. You're an absolute prick. Do you know what? You could do the rest of the podcast on your own, mate. But do you want to know something? I can't even drive there now because I've got to go into town after this. So I couldn't, because I'd have the car.
You wouldn't be able to get back in time.
I wouldn't be able to get back in time.
Oh, no, this is a disaster, isn't it?
It doesn't matter anyway, because I've got to do this, so...
Yeah, are we doing this now? Are we talking about doing this?
Well, I don't know what
I'm
doing.
It's hard to know.
It's difficult, isn't it? Have you got your Christmas tree up? I don't care.
We have, actually, our artificial one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We went and got our Christmas tree.
Was it a nice family day out, or did you do it on your own?
It was a nice family day out.
Lovely.
Yeah, went down to Pines and Needles in Victoria Park. Very nice.
Yeah. You have to be careful there. You might get a ex-heroin needle.
Well, you've seen my hands.
Yeah. come this way, sir. The trees aren't for you. Come on, dear.
God, I can hear them crying downstairs. What the fuck?
All of them? Do you want to go and check? Why don't you go and check?
But what am I going to do down there, Rob?
I think your appearance will make it worse.
Oh, I don't look that bad, Rob.
Just a man on skag stumbling down the stairs.
God.
Can I help?
Shall I just go down? Oh, maybe that was a good sound. Yeah, sounds positive.
In what way? Like there's a taxi arriving?
Not that positive, no, but like no. Less crying.
Less crying. I think once they get out in the snow, it'll be fine.
Yeah, because my daughter's scooter's not going to work in the snow, so that's going to be a long walk for her.
Oh, yeah, this is getting worse for you, isn't it now? It's right. So I feel bad now for laughing a bit, but Rose is up against it. Well, no, but I need to appear to feel like it because I like Rose and I want her to like me.
Yeah, do you know what?
The problem is, though, this,
how,
this is
how
difficult
did you,
because
how did you,
this is a conversation
right?
me and you would have at work or in the pub, yeah. But all, everyone we've ever known listens.
I know. And can I just say, how did you get in the position you have, but out of it, you got a month in Australia, right? And
yeah.
I am equally in owing to Rose, and in yeah. exchange, I've got to record a podcast. That's all I've done.
Yeah, so you feel like we're at the same level of thankfulness.
The same level of thankfulness and gratefulness. And you got a month in Australia, and I'm recording a fucking podcast at 8:30 in the morning.
No, you're... Yeah, well, you're not having to go out in the snow, are you? That's a good thing.
I am. I'm doing pick-up. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, were you doing pick-up? That's all right. That would probably be more treacherous, then. Oh, will you God. Drive for pick-up?
No, I can't, because I'm coming from town.
Right, okay. Why don't you drive into town and park?
Because I'm doing this podcast. Because I can't park in Soho, Rob, because it's not 1984. It's like... like, oh, why don't you park in town?
There's NCPs, if you've got 100 quid for an hour. Do you want to tell, you what I got told off on the aeroplane, Josh?
Yeah.
So, basically, I was sort of half asleep, and I was trying to get comfortable, because I had a jumper on, but I was too hot. And as I took it off, I thought, you know, sometimes your T-shirt comes with you.
Yeah.
So I took it off and my T-shirt and jumper come off at the same time and I felt a bit... But I'm on a plane with loads of people, but obviously it's like an accident, but you still feel a bit panicked and a bit like, everyone can see my body, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I sort of did it and then and as I'm rushing to try to get my T-shirt back on, the stewardess came over and said, no, sir, you must wear a top. I'm like, I'm trying to wear a top. I'm not trying to sleep here naked like some sort of fucking animal. So that made me laugh on the plane. And also, what made me horrified was, apparently in New Zealand, loads of New Zealanders listen to this podcast, and people on the plane said that the antenatal classes in New Zealand are recommending this podcast.
What?
Oh, which I think... I don't think that's a great idea, is it, really?
That's amazing. At least we know that antenatal classes are worse than ours. That's the main thing to take home from that.
this is the way forward to listen to this. But we can't really help, can we? Just
I think they've left the house.
Right.
Oh God. Oh God. Awful.
You'll be all right, mate.
It's a terrible morning for Rose. I feel bad. I feel really bad.
I've said thank you to Lou. Right. Because I think sometimes.
Thank
right,
you, Rose.
I'll tee you up so you can do it properly. I just think sometimes take Lou for granted because she makes it look easy, but it doesn't mean it is easy just because someone makes it look easy. Do you know what I mean?
I don't
and
take Rose
sometimes
for granted.
You get on with it.
I feel constant guilt.
Okay, so what would you like to say to Rose? So when she
rather than thank you, sorry. That's
for everything.
For everything. for yeah, that's it.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, great. I think that'll work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anything else been going on with you, Josh?
Well, Christmas is coming, obviously. I've bought zero presents so far and I'm panicking.
Really?
Yeah, big style. I've been so busy from one thing to the other.
Well, we know. We've just sorted out roses.
Yeah, she sent me a text saying this is a nightmare. And crucially, it has no kisses on the end. Which is always when I know Rose has turned.
Oh, my God. You're like in year nine, you two. Still.
Well, do you not put kisses on the end of your texts?
Sometimes, but if I didn't, it wouldn't be a problem
Rose and I put kisses on the end of our text, except occasionally when Rose will stop putting kisses on the end of the text because she's furious.
Right, and it's sort of like a passive-aggressive way to let you know she's not happy.
It's not even that.
No?
She's so angry.
It's directly aggressive.
It's not an attack. I think it's more she's not even in a world in which she's willing to countenance that there could be love.
I was drinking. Oh, that was horrible. So I just took a big swig of water. Sorry. I feel bad. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
I nearly choked on that.
Yeah, sorry. Made me feel bad.
Right. Okay, yeah, so... No, but she might just be busy, and that's why she's not done the kisses, so I won't read into it too much.
Oh, Rob, I've been in this relationship a decade, mate.
Right, so talk us through Rose coming back from the school run. Will you see her today? Or will
no,
you be off after this?
I'm off after
oh,
this.
Oh, that's not... Okay. So will that help it, in a way, because she'll be chilled out by then, and she'll have forgotten?
Yeah, no, it'll be fine. The moment the school runs over, it'll be fine.
That's what I've sort of learned with me and Lou, is like, if one of us is a bit annoyed or is having to do something that's hard work, just give them a little bit of space.
Yeah, totally.
And then both of us will calm down.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are you going to reply to her?
I don't think there's anything to be going. I've learned also, she's not looking for me to fix the situation because I can't.
You can't.
No.
Just say, why don't you just mess about and go, it's lovely, it's a winter wonderland, embrace it, enjoy the moment.
God, can you imagine?
I do like playing, what's the worst thing I could reply now?
Yeah.
And then I'll type it out, but never send it.
That's up there. Oh, no, I've just got a text. It says the bus is 7 minutes away. I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, you just go, oh, that's quick. Oh, okay, I'm sure she'll be fine, mate.
Yeah, it's I would say, a shitstorm of a situation for her. I feel really bad about it.
What have you got to do today after this? Important high-flying executive stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big style, mate.
Yeah, what kind of stuff?
I'm meeting Mr. Big from Big Corp. Anyway, should we talk about Christmas, Rob?
Yes, let's talk about Christmas.
I'm so unprepared. It's unbelievable.
Right, so what's wrong? What have you got to do?
I had one plan.
Yep.
Which was, I was going to get the train down to Devon with my daughter on the 27th. So that we could do the Devon bit. Because I just thought, it's easier than everyone driving. She'll enjoy it.
So what is your Christmas plan this year? Talk me through it.
Stay at home in London.
Who's coming?
Rose's mum.
Just Rose's mum for
and
Christmas?
And then Rose's sister. Rose's mum will come for the thing. Rose's sister will come around for Christmas dinner.
Right. And then your parents are down in Devon.
Yeah.
Can't they come up and visit on the 27th, 28th?
Yeah, but I was going to get the train, Rob, but there's been strikes.
You don't want to be... Why don't they drive up? Because you've got the kids. That's what I'd say. That's what I'd say to my parents. If you want to see the kids at Christmas, come to us.
No, it's not for them. There's a big Widdicombe family event on the 27th.
Oh, right, so it's not just visiting family. No, there's a big thing going on. Yeah, right, I get you.
Which I can't go to anymore. But there we go. There we go. So that's my one plan gone.
Oh, because the train strikes. Could you drive down?
It's just so far.
That's why you get in a car.
No. But it's so far to drive children for a day or two. It's
right, okay. 4 hours, is it?
No, it's more like... Because the family meet-up is in Cornwall, so it's probably about six hours.
Do you know what? I hate Cornwall. Not offence to the people there. If you're from there, I like it. But it's too far, mate, if you're from London. If you live an hour away, fair enough. But it's like it just gets narrower. It's like Willy Wonka, you know, when he walks to the back of the room. That's what I feel like I am in Cornwall. It's so narrow. This episode is brought to you by O2.
Too many people struggling to make ends meet are at risk of facing homelessness.
So you're not prepared, so you've got no plans. I think that's a good thing. I think you can have too many plans at Christmas.
Also, here's something for Christmas, Rob.
Go on.
I haven't had a drink in 50 days.
Ooh, how comes?
Because I started not drinking, and I was enjoying it so much that I've just carried on.
We're having a little meet-up, aren't we, on the 18th?
I don't think I'll be drinking.
Okay, that's fine, but I'm just saying that was our little Christmas.
But I've got a wedding on the 17th.
You'll be drinking at that, won't you? Or do you just like not drinking now? That's fair enough.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Rob, anymore. I don't know who I am anymore. Am I going to do a dry Christmas?
Do you know what? I used to use it for social situations to be more relaxed.
Yeah.
Okay? And then it became a habit. So when I was 17 and 18 and going to the pub, I'd be really nervous. So if I had a couple of beers, I'd be calmer, which is what most people do. And everyone's doing it and it's part of going out, right?
Yeah.
And then that carried on. That's just what I do. And then I used to drink when I gigged a lot as a way to de-stress, which is okay now and again, but I was doing it too much. And then I stopped doing that. So like now, really, if I'm on holiday and there's a really cold beer, I'll have one.
Do you know what? I've been doing that. I've been going to things and not drinking. Social situations, Rob. I didn't drink for the football. I went to a rap party. I didn't drink. I've been to a 40th birthday. I didn't drink. And do you know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fine.
Do you know what I save it for? Like, when I meet up with mates and we go and like, and it's an impromptu little piss up. So when I bumped into Alan Carr in Sydney, that's what we did.
Yeah.
And it was great fun, but I didn't really drink for the rest of the trip, really.
No, I think I've hit old age, Rob. I think I'm going to drink on occasion now.
Yeah, now and again, just don't. But the way to sort of not drink is not to go, I'm never drinking again. Is like, I'm not, no. Like, just you're in control of today.
It's one day at a time, Rob.
Yeah, I think that's good because that was a bit of a, it's like a cultural habit.
Yeah,
thing of like,
exactly.
After the gig, you have a few beers, but
exactly.
Will you end up getting back at 1 a.m. watching a Blur thing off your face? It's like no way to live, Josh.
Well, that sounds fucking brilliant, actually.
But yeah, no, I've not been drinking as much.
Yeah.
We're growing up.
But it's going to be interesting with Christmas. I just don't think I'm going to drink. Don't think I'm going to drink over Christmas.
No, I'm not bothered, really.
Oh, we're boring old bastards, aren't we?
No, I think you just get to that point, where, especially when you've got to get up with the kids in the morning and do stuff. You can't. It's hard work hungover, isn't it?
It is. It's just not worth it. It's
the
just
hangover's not fun.
Not worth it.
It's hell.
Do you know what other Christmas thing we're doing?
What?
Christmas Film Club.
So, what's that?
So, it's me and Rose and some friends in a WhatsApp group. And we all meet up on the WhatsApp group and we watch the same Christmas movie
at the same time. But like lockdown.
Like lockdown. But we only do like terrible Hallmark Christmas movies. I watched one with Lindsay Lohan last week, Rob. The new Netflix Lindsay Lohan, in which she plays an heiress who has a skiing accident and gets amnesia at Christmas. And it is fucking brilliant.
Well,
so good.
So do you all press play at the same time?
All press play at the same time.
Oh, do you ever pause it? You can't, can you?
You can't pause
it. Miss a bit.
Yeah, and then you all just make snarky comments on the WhatsApp group for 90
That's
minutes.
That's a good idea.
It's really good fun. I'd highly recommend it.
Well, we've got a little Christmas meet-up, haven't we, with the families?
Yeah.
We're going on a little Christmas day out in London.
Christmas day out? Yeah, that's going to be fun, isn't it?
That'll be exciting. And then, so with your Christmas, so you've got only one person, so you've got nothing planned. That's what we're
talking
Christmas
about. On Christmas day, Rose's sister and her fiancé and daughter are coming round.
Right.
But that's it, really. We've got New Year's Eve plans.
Yeah.
Vague New Year's Eve plans.
I hate New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's rubbish. But we're going to have people round on the day with kids, and then people can stay if they want to into the evening.
Perfect. Okay, that'll be
nice. But we haven't sent the invites out yet, which is bad. I'm fully aware of that.
That'd be
I mean, it's not invites.
Stop beating yourself up,
it's
Josh.
And
have you got presents or sort of presents?
I've not bought one fucking present for anyone, Rob.
No, that's bad.
And I'm working every day this week.
Oh, baby.
Because
every day, what, Monday to Friday? Bloody hell.
No, Rob. No, not just every day. Not just Monday to Friday.
9 to 5, Monday to Friday. How do you cope, Josh?
And then I'm the best man at a wedding on a Saturday.
Right.
I've got last leg Friday night. I've got to write the best man's speech at some point.
Yeah.
And then Sunday.
No one's got any sympathy for you, though, as a comedian, to write the best man's speech.
No, I know, but it's still extra.
It's like Gordon Ramsay going, I've got to cook breakfast this morning. I've got fucking lunch coming up. Then, before I know it, it's fucking dinner.
But
I'm up to my neck in it.
Rob! When am I going to buy these fucking presents? Do you know how long it takes to order a provisional driving licence?
Obsession with a Royal Mail strike.
Yeah. Shit, the Royal Mail strikes. I'm going to have to do the whole thing on Amazon. It's awful.
Can't you go into a shop?
When?
What about next week?
Next week, Rob.
Yep.
The 20th.
So Sunday, what are you doing Sunday? This Sunday?
This Sunday, I'm meeting up with you. Yeah, it is. Sunday the 19th.
Oh, 18th. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Sunday the 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm meeting up with you.
What about in the daytime?
To the daytime? I'm looking after the kids.
Right, take them to the shops up Oxford Street. You love London.
I'm buying them presents.
Oh, you've got to go. Okay, then what about Monday next week? Next Monday?
Parenting Hell, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Lovely, lovely stuff. Looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And
should
then,
we stretch it out? Have a long
festive
episode?
No, because we've got a
episode.
School play date at our house where lots of people are coming around from the school.
Okay.
20th.
Caretaker, the teachers.
Yeah.
Just all the guys I bump into on the walk.
20th.
Yep.
Voiceover, 9:30 till 11:30. And then straight to the BBC to do the Last Leg New Year special.
On the 21st?
No, on the 20th.
20th, yeah. Oh, that's one day. Ooh, yeah, that is busy, actually.
Yeah, that
21st.
Is.
21st? You working on 21st? That's our little day out,
I'm
isn't
seeing
it?
You on day out, yeah.
With the kids, yeah, lovely. Yep.
22nd. I'm free. Yeah.
Oh, let's get shopping, boy.
Rob, fuck. It's even worse than I thought. Shit.
So 22nd, that'll be fine, mate. That jingle all the way. It'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
So what have you got to get on that day?
Everything.
What about food and all that? Is that booked in?
We've booked a delivery, yeah.
Right, yeah. Oh, because I'm doing a Christmas pickup. I do our treat. Well, we do Marks and Spencer's, my little treat. I do a pickup on the Christmas Eve morning. All booked in, ready to go. All presents bought and accounted for. Just got to wrap them.
For fuck's sake, you fucking wanker.
Yeah, I did a lot, actually. I had a bit of downtime when I was in Oz to sort of order stuff. Because I had a month to get it delivered. And yeah,
when am I going to do this?
20 seconds,
I haven't even got any ideas. Because I haven't even had time to think of ideas.
We've got one. Well, look, mate. I'd say, look, why don't you fill out the provisional driver license form? And then it's always there as a backup / banter prez.
I'm not doing the provisional driver's license.
So you've got no idea of what... What about Rose? Have you got any ideas for Rose? You must have some. It's difficult because she might listen to this.
Yeah, I bought her a coat that she wanted. Yeah.
Okay, don't say that.
No, wait.
Yeah.
It's been so cold, she needed the coat. So she's got the coat now. So
she's already got the coat?
Yeah, because it was so cold.
So that
cold.
Doesn't count anymore?
It was mental, Rob. I was holding back her winter coat.
Yeah.
And she was going out in the cold. So I was like, this is insane.
Well, yeah, so that's a lovely thing to do. So she wanted a coat. You bought her a coat for Christmas. She was going to wrap it up, open it at Christmas, and that would be the present,
and then I was
right?
like, there's no... She was like, discussed it. There's no
can
point.
Can I let you know something? That is no longer a Christmas present
anymore.
No,
I know it isn't, Rob. So now I'm back to square one.
So what you do is you text her and you go, 7 minutes would feel a lot longer if you didn't have your nice new coat on.
I'm not going to do that, Rob.
Okay, well, it's up to you. So, yeah, so you've got nothing. Okay, you need to have a little think, don't you?
Yeah,
but
when? Got
me to ask Lou for you.
No, I want you to get Lou to do all of my shop. Some of the things have got to go to Devon. Do you know, like...
I've got a lovely bit of time planned. Actually, I've got Thursday off. I've got this week. Yeah, Thursday off this week, Saturday day off, and then next week. I'm done on the 19th. I've got the 20th off, 21st off, 22nd, 23rd. Loads of time.
I'm fucked.
I might even get a few more presents. Like little nice ones. You know what I mean?
I don't
like
even
nice
know
little...
how I'm going to write for the last, like, New Year's at this rate.
Do you write for that?
You're a prick. This is the worst. I've just seen my diary for this week. It's an absolute shocker. I'm fucked.
This is... I feel great. Do you know what, as well? And like, if I was listening to this, I'd feel good as well.
I am absolutely shafted here.
So you can't do anything till the 22nd. What are you doing on 23rd?
Yeah, I'm free on the 23rd.
No, mate, no, 24th?
We've got
that's
children.
3 days.
So...
We've all got kids, mate. That's the point of it, isn't it? I've got kids
but
too.
But they're off school. I've fucked this so badly.
Because 22nd, the kids will be off as well, so you won't even have any time.
I mean, I've had an absolute shock.
I think Lou and Rose are going for lunch on the 22nd, aren't they?
No.
Yeah, just them two.
No, that's not true.
Because we arranged it because it had been busy this year. Me and you have been doing loads of parenting podcast stuff. So
right, no,
we were
no,
going to
no,
start
no,
over the kid.
Right.
You can come round mine
if you
want.
Do you know what I'm removing from the diary?
What's that?
World Cup semi-finals. Don't need that anymore.
I can't. That penalty.
Do you know what? The one positive I can take is that's freed up a bit of time for me.
Yeah. Well, we're not meeting until 7-ish, are we, on the 18th? So you could always pop into London before.
On a Sunday before Christmas?
Shut. Yeah, the shop shut at 5.
Fucking hell.
You'd just be waiting for 2 hours for me.
Oh, Jesus wept.
Right, should we do some correspondence quickly?
Oh, fucking wankers.
Oh, it was my daughter's birthday.
Oh, God, I don't care.
Went really well, actually.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The neon party, where they had UV light and just, like, it was like a little rave.
That did sound good. I'd enjoy that.
But I had two parties in one day because my other daughter's friend's birthday, so I went to a party in the morning and then one in the afternoon, and she ran, and her shoes were a bit too big, smacked her chin on the floor of this disco, and she had the biggest bruise, and it was bleeding, Josh. It was awful.
Oh, dear.
Let me send you this picture. I've just sent it
to
the WhatsApp
bloody
group.
Hell. That is a nasty bastard, isn't it?
That's a real nasty bastard.
Has the skin come off there?
A little bit. Not loads, but yeah, it's bad, isn't it? She did well, though. And then everyone, because it was like it's her first year of school, so it's everyone sort of meeting each other for the first time. And there were the parents, like, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's nothing, like, it weren't your fault. It's just kids running. And then and then she was being really grouchy. Normally she's really happy at parties. And I was like, oh God, like, what? Oh, I hope, you know. And then you start going like, did I tell you what's happened with my anxiety though, Josh? It's quite interesting. Because I've been in work mode. I've managed to manage it with, like, I'm not beating myself up about, like, doing my gigs and managing my work. Because I've been in work mode. But then since I come back now, my anxiety has been like, maybe you're not a very good dad. You know, because I've not been looking after my kids, and I have you know, that certain things I do slightly wrong if I leave that open because I've not been here for a month and stuff changes. Yeah, and then so it's been creeping back in and things like that. But anyway, at the party, she was like really grouchy. And I went, oh, do you want some chicken? There were some like chicken nugget tender things out.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, do you want some of that? While the kids were all playing party games. And I got these chicken things and she smashed through two of them so fast. And I went, do you want some more? And she ended up eating seven mini fillets, right? And I realised she hadn't had breakfast.
Oh, my God.
And then she was hungry, and I felt so bad. Oh, and then she smashed through seven chicken fillets, and then she was full of beans.
Well, that's
full
good.
Of life. Yeah, so that was good. So it was a good recovery, but I'm trying to not beat myself up. Also, as well, the presents at Christmas, and I think Martin Lewis is a good episode to listen to. Times are tough. People are skint. Don't put too much pressure on yourself for presents. Yeah. Especially, I don't think you really need to get other adults presents. I think that's a fair text to say.
Moment.
Like, to like my brothers.
Do you think
and,
I should send that to Rose at this exact moment?
Maybe different for your wife, but I'd say, you know, when some, you know, sometimes get presents for like an auntie or an uncle or anyone grown up, like grown up, then they only feel compelled to send you one back. And then it takes up time, takes up money and stuff. And if you want to, you know, do what you want to do. But I do think we're all grown up. And if I got a message off one of my brothers or a cousin or an auntie, when we're not going to do presents for adults this year, maybe just a little small thing for the kids. I think that's a better way going forward. I don't want a present. Anything I want, I'll sort of get myself. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't need to do that. So don't pressure yourself too much, Josh. But I do think you need to buy Rose something.
I bought her a coat.
Doesn't count anymore. Does
fucking
not count.
Nora.
That's gone.
This has been the worst morning of my life.
Right. Do you want a quick Boomer Christmas story?
Yeah.
Here we go.
At least it's a return to form for the podcast. You've really caught me at a moment.
That's when you're at your best, you are. Just recovering from illness where you feel quite good at yourself, but you're quite vulnerable, and you've done something to annoy Rose by recording a podcast in the middle of the school run.
Worst school run in history to record a... Any other school run, but the shitstorm of snow and illness.
Any other text messages?
I suppose she must be on the bus by now.
Just message, how's it going, hun? I bet the bus is nice and warm.
She'll have been on the bus 13 minutes.
Nearly there. Message that.
Fucking hell.
What do you reckon? What the worst thing you could message now? I reckon if you message, hi Rose, are you nearly back? Because I haven't eaten breakfast yet. Do you mind knocking me up something? Because I'm quite busy with the pod. Please, can you send that and just see what happens? Okay, fair
enough. She'll listen to this. So I'll get her response from that.
I bet I'm the friend, like your friend, that she doesn't like now. I think that's what's going to happen.
No, she does enjoy you. She thinks you're a good quality comedian.
Right, okay, good quality. I'll take that, solid. Yeah. Oh, if you're up for a good quality comedian over Christmas, Boxing Day, 9 p.m, my stand-up special, Wallop, is going to be on Sky Comedy and Now TV. If you're watching,
there you
Josh.
Go. Yeah.
And anyone listening, if you want to see me do stand-up live.
Also,
live,
I should say.
Film live.
Because I think it's a good thing to say. Is if you've already watched Wallop, it's say the 27th, Rod Gilbert has released his DVD, DVD.
Yes.
But I don't know if people are aware, Rod Gilbert's not been very well, so he's unable to promote the DVD.
Yes.
So if he's a brilliant stand-up comedian, Rod. So if you want two good stand-up comedians this Christmas, that would be The Book of John by Rod Gilbert. I should say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we cover all bases. If you're a bit younger and want to stream, if you want to whip out an old school DVD, go for a DVD. Give Rod Gilbert a watch.
Yeah.
And Wallop.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I know he's been unwell, but ideally Wallop first.
Yeah.
As priority. Is that okay? Can I say that?
I imagine mine's still on all four. I've got no idea what channel.
Let's not get bogged down by that. Support Rod. That'd be good because he can't. He's still. I think he's still in the hospital, so he can't really get out and promote it. So we're all trying to promote it for him.
Yeah.
Right. Here we go. Let me do a Boomer story, and then we'll do small business shout out. Here we go. Boomer Christmas. I would suggest not listening to this with children, as we are discussing all things Christmas. Hi, Rob and Josh. My dad always enjoyed a lie-in, but with three kids born within 4 years of each other, Christmas was obviously peak excitement and came with the added risk of an incredibly early get-up from at least one of us. So my dad came up with the ultimate Christmas Boomer scam.
Oh, no.
He told us we needed to stay in bed on Christmas Day until 8:30 a.m. because we lived in Wolverhampton and Santa delivers alphabetically.
That's a bad system.
That's a tough system, isn't it? If you got out of bed earlier, Santa wouldn't have been able to deliver, and we'd run the risk of disturbing his delivery. This made absolutely perfect sense to us. Our cousins in Dudley were up at 5 a.m. Of course they were. D is right down the other end of the alphabet. We didn't question the logistics of Santa bombing across from Bristol to Brisbane. And for many years, my dad avoided the Christmas Day crack of dawn wake-up call. That is fun police, isn't
it? That is brilliant. I admire it. I think that's because it's not doing any harm.
That's from Kate from Kidderminster. She's moved. She wants a slightly earlier just for Christmas. I'd say, I think that's fine, but I reckon 7 a.m, 7:30, 8:30 is too late. Who's sleeping into 8:30?
Yeah.
Genuinely. I just get up early now.
Yeah.
I just don't sleep. I'm like, fat. Do you know what I've been doing? I've been doing your technique, Josh. Because what happened in Australia was I wouldn't sleep from jet lag, and then I'd sleep for like 14 hours, and then the next night sleep for 2 hours. I realised I need about six and a half hours sleep.
Yeah.
And then now what I'm doing, so the other morning I woke up at 5, but I went to bed at like 10:30. And I was like, no, just get up. You've had enough sleep.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I've been much better for it all the way through.
Yeah, there you go.
Good tip, Josh.
Right. Shall we do this small business? Have I told you this incredible story? That a guy came up to me at the school quiz that I was hosting.
Yeah, you was forced to do?
No, I wasn't forced to do. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I felt alive.
You felt wanted. You felt needed.
I felt needed.
You're so great, Josh. Thanks for coming. It's really great. It really gives the whole PTA a boost having someone off the telly here, a little celebrity doing his little questions.
Are we doing it again? I can't wait. And also, I've got you booked in for the school gig that we're doing. I checked it with your agent. I've checked it with your agent, and you are available.
Suck my dick. No way.
I've checked it with your agent, and you're available. It's January the 2nd.
Fuck off. I'd rather drink a pint of piss and donate 100 quid.
Okay, cool. Well, that's fine.
Okay, let's film that.
Do you want me to give you the back details?
Piss bucket challenge. I'll bring that back.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, someone came up to me and he had a small business shout out.
Mm.
And he said, I've heard you talking on the podcast about your lack of parking opportunities near the hospital.
Because you visit so much.
And he said, I live on the same street as a hospital, and here is a book of temporary parking tickets.
No.
Yeah. You know, when you've got visitor parking outside your house.
So he's giving you some visitor parking.
He's giving me some visitor car parking scratch cards because I go to the hospital so much.
So is that a small business shout out?
No, that was what he gave me in exchange for me doing the small business shout out. So here's his small business.
Oh, God. This is now it's like fraud.
No, I think.
This is like Michelle Moan.
I'm being totally transparent on this. And I think. Okay. I think the fact he chose to give me those... If he'd give me a tenner, not interested. But
no, it's
such an audacious thing to give me.
Yeah, because we'd have read it out anyway, wouldn't we? It's definitely got to the top of the list. That's what I'd say.
It's definitely got to the top of the list. Anyway, the reason I'm getting in touch, I'd love you to give a small business shout-out to my fantastic company I've been helping out. Founded before lockdown by two amazing women, Karina and Leah, Coco Ria provides families with creative childcare experiences. They have a network of part-time, fully vetted nannies who are all from the creative industries, music, actors, artists, dancers, even comedians. So whether it's a regular after-school care or play day or a birthday party or just one-off session, they offer high-quality childcare with tailored creative experiences, an education that helps children develop an emotional well-being. Find them online at cocorio.co.uk and on Instagram, cocorio_UK. And just mention the code ParentingHell20 to get 20% off your first booking of 2 hours or more.
Lovely. Good work. Well, I've got one here as well, which is a discount code.
Yeah.
Till the 15th of December. Oh, when's this going out? Oh, okay, so this is perfect. You get two more days of discount, guys, because this is going to be out on Tuesday the 13th. Here we go. This will be good for Christmas presents as well. This could help you out, Josh, actually. Hi, Rob and Josh. I'd like to shout out for my cousin Caitlin's business, Rock Paper Film, and it's at Rock Paper Film on Instagram. She is a specialist vintage film and music poster dealer based in Ilfracombe, Devon.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
And started her own business, Rock Paper Film, 5 years ago. If any listeners are looking for some very cool wall art for themselves as a gift for Christmas, maybe James Bond, Bowie, Sex Pistols, Beatles or Disney fans, then her collection of original prints make a great gift.
They are good.
This is beyond, you know, like when you go to uni and then everyone gets the same crap poster.
Yeah, no,
this
these
is
are lovely.
Really good, well done stuff. Anyway, from now until the 15th of December, you can get 25% off purchases with the code PAPERCUT. She works so hard and selects only the finest items for her collection and checks all orders herself meticulously. Please check out her range at rockpaperfilm.com and give her a follow at rockpaperfilm. Big love from Hannah, mother of Max 6, Annie 3 and Jack 6 months. I'm going to order one. Let's all order one so a little machine goes off.
Rob,
you know, when it's small businesses
have
that.
Do you really think I'm going to take the time out? I haven't even bought any Christmas presents, Rob. I don't need another thing put on my buying list. Maybe I could buy one as a Christmas present.
Why don't you get a large print of Rose's provisional driver's license and put it on the wall's inspiration? You know, like This Is Anfield.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's, it looks like a good one. So, get to, yeah, so 25% off with the code PAPERCUT, all in capitals.
Yeah.
That's good, actually. Good discount, that, 25%.
Really good.
Josh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Sorry it's completely fucked your life and your relationship,
right,
but we've enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, that is what it is, you know.
And let's face it, either another kid or a divorce is really going to help with listeners.
Exactly, exactly. I'll let you know how it went when I see you, whenever.
Yeah, all right,
whenever we next record.
Bye!